KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening. This is KE8PCQ, and I am taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come now with your call sign and your name.
This is Kilowatt Charlie 8. Here's Doug Lima, Rob BC. Even Dave Robbins is going to be in and out tonight. 7-3 Dave, back to net.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Have a great evening, Robbie.
Dave, KC, that's still clear.
And ADRL.
Good evening, David.
Yeah, hello, David. Hope your weekend's going well.
Beautiful day today.
Welcome.
KPAZ.
Come back again, Minnie. I got stuff done.
KDAPAZ.
KF8, BLX. I'll be in and out tonight. 73s to you guys.
Thank you. Have a good evening. This is KE8BCQ, taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Please come now with your call sign and your name. We'll get started here in a couple minutes.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening. This is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is KE8PCQ, and I'm located in Bay City, Michigan. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 with a PL of 135 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and just general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateur radio amateurs. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and your location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I will take in check-ins from stations that are on short-time, mobile, and are in and out. I will now take check-ins from any Echolink station. At this time, we will now take regular check-ins. Rob and KF8VLX are both in and out. So first up tonight, Dave and 8ERL and Standby Mini. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, David, and you too, Mini. And let's see, it looks like it might be a short net tonight, I think, because of the holiday. Kind of easy to forget because the weekend gets a little bit messed up. But, well, Dave, I've been working some FT8 this week. Well, last couple of weeks, I've been trying to get some Worked All State certificate stickers to go on my Worked All State certificates. And it's kind of tedious, hard to get. For one of them, I needed West Virginia, so I went on FT8. This is for 17 meters. I went on FT8 and started CQing CQWV. I did it for two or three days. Finally, I never saw any West Virginia stations. Finally, a fellow came back and I was able to get it, and he put it on the logbook of the world right away, so it got confirmed. But kind of tedious chasing after those things. Garden is doing pretty well. Our cucumbers are finally starting to wane a little bit. We've got new tomatoes that are coming along. Our wax beans, that I keep picking them, and they just, and a couple, 3 days later, they'll be ready to be picked again, so I'm happy about that. Got some really nice-looking green peppers and some small red sweet peppers. And that'll be it for this round. I got a couple other things for the next round, Dave. Back to you.
Good info there, David. I got on the radio today. I did some smoking on the griddle on the Traeger. Didn't use the griddle. And so I sat outside and babysat that, and I had my portable set up. And some of the bands were open. I actually got through on 10 meter, and I got through on 17. 24, of course, and 40 was kind of light. But I did make some contacts, which is good. KD8PAC Mini, good evening.
Well, good evening, KD8PCQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Dave there. It's good to hear you both in there. I'm not doing too much. Trying to get rid of some yellow jackets around my front door where I come in and out. I think I finally got them taken care of. I had to spray them about three times before I finally got them all. So, anyway, other than that, haven't been doing too much. Just sitting inside. It's nice and cool today. Got my windows open. So, anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KD8PCQ.
Yeah, Minnie, I understand the windows open. Today is just a gorgeous day. I mean, we had the windows open this morning. It was about 68 degrees. It's still in the low 70s, and the wind is about 14 knots out of the northwest, and it's just nice and cool. I mean, just sitting out on the back deck and playing radio. That was great. Now we got a 7-3 round coming up, but before we do that, are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick Saginaw, no traffic.
Well, good evening, Rick. You're up.
Well, good evening, and happy Labor Day weekend. A beautiful weekend so far, and I've been enjoying it. I did a little work on the RV, had to pop one of the windows out and reseal it, so I haven't got that completely done. I've got to get out there and snug up some of the screws around the window here. Now it's had a little heat on it with the butyl rubber, and I'll be caulking that up and sealing around the edge again with the secondary seal. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Casey. KCEVOA.
Well, Rick, the best thing to do is to just snug it up, let that stuff cure, and then tighten it up, and that seems to work pretty good. I've done a lot of sailboat windows, and that's what we had to do because those babies leak. Any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net, please come now. Nothing heard. We'll do the N8ERL, David, 73 round.
Okay, Dave, and hello, Rick. Thanks for joining us. I think one other thing I had on my notes I just wanted to mention, and I'm not sure that you do this, Dave, but the ARRL, evidently, I'm not sure if this is a new thing or not, but if you have entered an ARRL contest, they now have certificates that tell you how many, it's like an award certificate, how many points you got and so on and so forth. So all you have to do is go to the ARRL website and find award certificates, and all you do is type in your call sign, and they will show you a PDF of all the contests that you were in. So that was kind of fun. I was in like about 15 contests the last few years, and they all popped up. And on the DX contest, it showed how you rated in the state, which was kind of interesting. Not that I rated very well, but it was kind of interesting to see where I was at. And I guess that's about it, Dave. Everybody have a good week. And weather-wise, I'm not sure. I've not checked ahead to see what we're going to get as far as weather, but it's going to be tough to beat this weekend. That is for sure. So back to you, Dave. This is N8ERL.
Well, David, it looks like no rain at all until probably Friday, as far as my weather forecast is going, and who knows if that's right after last Tuesday's deluge. Next up, KD8PAZ, 7-3 round.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Rick there. Good to hear him in here tonight. Like I say, it's a holiday weekend, so naturally it's going to be a little short, but that's all right. We'll go with what we've got, and it's a good group in here. So other than that, I'm not doing nothing tomorrow either for Labor Day, and so I'll be talking to some of you tomorrow night on the net. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PCQ.
Well, I'm glad you could join us tonight, Minnie, and David also, and 7-3, and you have a good week, and we'll hear you tomorrow night, probably. KC8VOA, Rick, 7-3 round.
Well, good evening again. It's good to hear all of you in there, and hopefully we'll hear you again tomorrow night. And it looks like it is going to be enjoyable. Weather I've seen through Thursday looked pretty promising, about the same as today. So that's looking good. So everyone have a wonderful Labor Day. Take care. 7-3 KC-BOA.
Oh, and we will take that weather any time, Rick. I mean, it's a great thing. So you have a good week. We'll hear you tomorrow night probably. And KE8PCQ, 7-3s with KC8VOA. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now. I have one comment. David, you had said that you were interested in that Meshtastic. I got a whole box full of parts here, and I'm going to beg Ron to give us another class, and I can put it together. It's just the computer part that's a little difficult, so maybe when I do my email for tonight, I can inquire about that, and if anybody's interested, we can keep on it. It sounds like a promising thing. Are there any further comments or rechecks? If nothing hurt, we will now close the net. And everybody have a great week. And 7-3s, KE8PCQ, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF. I have an Echolink station.
This is KC8YVF, not on Echolink.
Okay, all of a sudden I was doing computer and it came up.
Obviously, did we have a net tonight?
Yes, sir. I was just doing the Winlink. We had a total of 6 check-ins and we ran about 14 minutes.
Okay, yeah, I've got daughter and son-in-law over, and I've been working on all weekend long trying to finish my floors up in the house. So I'm sitting in the chair just relaxing. I just went and put another coat down and come in there, and I looked at the clock, and it's kind of, oh, crap, it's after 7 o'clock. So, yeah, Dave, if you can shoot me an email of who the check-ins were, the call signs, so I can get it in the log, because I keep track of who checked in, what days and that, so yeah, just send me an email with the normal stuff.
Okay. The other thing I was going to ask, I know you're busy, but after one of the meetings, this Meshtastic, I have all the pieces to assemble two more radios. I did buy a radio already done so that I could get in with the get with the program, and I can, it'll Bluetooth to my computer, but I cannot get messages to send to it. And, you know, that's when you get some time. I got the box laying here, and I got two radios that are to be built, and I've got them ready to go, and we'll just go from there.
Okay, yeah, you have to have, in order to send something, you can send, but you won't get any acknowledgement unless you're within range of someone to send to. So, basically, if you have two radios, you can send from one. Again, as I do, I have one radio attached or Bluetooth link to my tablet. I have another radio Bluetooth link to my smartphone. So I can go on the tablet and send to the smartphone, or from the smartphone back to the tablet using the two radios. They can do that. Or the object is you are, you know, to be able to send to someone else, not yourself, basically. But up in Bay City right now, there isn't anything in that range. And in Saginaw, we're just kind of putting some things together to be able to do that. Rick, KCAB, VOA, and myself live about two blocks away. So if he has his on and I have mine on, then I can send him a message and back and forth, because we're only a couple of blocks away. So yeah, we'll have to get your other two built. I know you don't want to wait till then. November, Aries training for Saginaw. I'm going to do a Meshtastic training. I've already did one for the radio club, kind of a basic overview. So I'm going to do that basic overview again. What is Meshtastic? What does it do? You know, the kind of what it does. And then I got a second part of that to go into the more advanced settings. Some of them, not all of them. There's far too many. But into, you know, what's a client? What's a router? What's a router client? What's a repeater? You know, what are some of those? Some other settings, doing channels, things like that. So I will cover that in that training. And then I'm going to do just kind of a visual. I got another presentation that will come after that of my one that I built, my router that I built and put up at the house, what parts I used, how it was built. I got pictures of the assembly and things like that. So I'm going to do that in November, so that'll be halfway through November coming up for that one. That's earlier, so I can kind of get it on the schedule. So we'll try and get together before then and get your radios built, though.
Okay, thank you. The I have the one set to my phone. They will talk, they'll Bluetooth, but I can get no messages from my phone to the radio.
Okay. If you are connected to the radio in the app, and it is there, you cannot send anything from your phone to the radio, because you've got to send it to, it's like trying to send an email to yourself. So, and like in WinLink, you can't send a WinLink message to yourself, to your same account. It won't work that way. You have to send it to someone else or another radio. So if you're connected to your built radio, you have to send it to another radio. You can't send it to yourself, basically.
Got it. Okay. That's the issue. So when we get the other two built, I can set up a network and then it'll work.
That is correct. You've got to have at least two radios. That's why when I bought them, I bought a pair and put them together, because that way I could send from radio one to radio two, or two back to one, send them back and forth. So yeah, once we get the second one, at least the second one built, then you can send it. And you don't have to have them both on. If you have this radio connected to your cell phone and you send it to the other radio, your message will show up in the screen of the other radio. Now, if you go over to the second radio and you connect to it, the message will pop up in your phone. If you have notifications turned on, it'll pop up, notify you, hey, you received a message from Radio 1. So once you do that, and that's just, I had to figure that out too, so learning curve there. So, yeah, we'll get together and get you fixed up with that, KC8YZF.
Okay, as soon as my cases come in, I ordered them out of Oregon. There's a guy out there that builds a really nice rig that will take a 2,000 microamp hour battery, which I have four now, Pacific Northwest 3V, and it's just a nice looking unit, so I bought two from him. So, you have a good night. Get back to your floor. Sounds like you've got maybe the possibility of getting done this week, and I'll get the email off to you. KE8PCQ. Clear.
All right, Dave. Yeah, I'm unfortunately in the living room that I'm doing. There's two objects I can't move out of the room. One is my sofa. It's too big to fit any place. And I have an upright piano, again, too big to go in any other room. So I have to do part of the floor, move those items, do the other part where they were, and that's where I'm doing. So I'm getting the sanding sealer down where those objects were. I got to wait an hour in between, so at 8 o'clock I'll be able to go put the second coat on, wait until 9 for that one to dry, and then sand in between in that. So all I'm going to get done today is the sanding. Yesterday I ended up having to do more sanding, finish sanding than I had anticipated. I spent 10 hours sanding floors yesterday still. So I've got 30 hours into just sanding the dang floors and to get them prepped. And so I'm hoping to get at least one of the top coats on, and then I got a family function tomorrow. I got to be out at my daughter's at 2, so I'm hoping to get at least one coat on, maybe both coats on in the morning before I have to be out at her house, and we'll go from there. So thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you later. KC8YVF.
Have a good week. Sounds like you got to go back to work to get time.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.